first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of the Frisco Report. What's up, Mike? Bye week. Not too much to report. You know, we did make a couple of moves and then a last-minute trade, supposedly. Let's get right into our bye week here. What's your thoughts on what we've done so far? And did we get better? Did we get worse? Are we ready for the Giants?
Absolutely. I think we're ready for the Giants. I think the Michael Bennett move was a low risk move. Obviously, we know the type of player and person Michael Bennett is on and off the field. He's very vocal. But if the Cowboys, you know, decide to part ways with them, it's one of those things where we only give up a seventh round, potentially a sixth round pick if he starts four games. So, it can't get any worse in a sense. So, but I think having Michael Bennett, Quinn, and Tank on the field at one time. Now, what concerns me about Bennett, though, is he's 33. I think when people talk about Michael Bennett, they think back 5 years ago, not the Michael Bennett that's been on three teams in a year. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's my concern. Like, what Michael Bennett are we getting? Why didn't Belichick make it work? He's the best coach in NFL history. Why didn't he make him work? I get, the 3-4 schemes a lot or whatever, but if I'm not mistaken, the Seahawks, I know they played a 4-3, but Tampa Bay, did they play a 3-4 at one time earlier in his career? He's played a 3-4 somewhere along his career, I want to say, but that's my concern. Is it the Michael Bennett that the fans know and love, or is it a downslide Michael Bennett that we know and love? And I guess these Giants will be a good test to see where he's at.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. You're getting him on the backside of his career, so you're trying to squeeze something out of him here. You know, it's not a game changer, but you're right. You know, some fans might be thinking a little too high of it, you know, like, oh, let's break down some film of Michael Bennett and this and that. And I'm like, what are you gonna be breaking down, you know? Is it the Seahawks film or is it this recent stuff where he hasn't been doing much? So you gotta take it with a grain of salt, you know. Hopefully we do get something out of it. And you know, and like you said, it doesn't hurt, you know, to add another pass rusher into the mix. And Cowboys love that versatility, you know, he can play inside as well on the outside, but he does have the off field stuff. Kneeling, staying inside
the protest.
Yeah, the protest. Will that come into a play? Will that become a distraction? Will it reignite
the whole
thing?
Well, let me ask you this.
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Let me ask you this about Michael Bennett, because he plays the three tech and he plays left end, right? Mm-hmm. Malik Collins does a good job playing the three. Our need was the one technique, right there playing right beside the Robert Quinn. Mm-hmm. Cummington plays, where Woods plays, you know, that area is where I thought we needed people. So does Malik Collins play the one? Does Michael Bennett play the one? Because I don't see how they could stop Malik Collins, bench or take him out when you need him for pass rush or run stop. Because Malik Collins, he isn't your flashy player, but he does make plays on that line. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts were. Where exactly is he going to play?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those types of deals where it's either he's going to produce or he's not, and they'll find out real soon. You know, it's not like he's been, you know, on the market, you know, not with the team. So he went through all of the, you know, the things that you go through the season to get ready to play. So they'll know, and we'll know too, you know, is this guy just, occupying a spot? Which, let's be honest, some of these guys haven't been doing crap for us, you know, like.
True.
Like, they have splash plays here and there, but we're still missing that wrecking crew defensive tackle. So when we're talking about this last second trade they want to do with Jamal Adams, and that they wanted multiple picks, I'm like, I'm not giving multiple picks for a safety. Now, if you're talking about Aaron Donald, maybe I'll consider it, but right. not for a safety, man. Like, let's expand on this here. Like, did you feel like there was how did you feel about the potential trade for Jamal Adams?
I wouldn't be for it if we're giving up the farm for the picks. You know, Cowboys cannot afford to give up two number ones. You know, we gave up a number one for Amari Cooper, which has paid off. But if you look at the draft class and total, it's not a very good draft class. Mm-hmm. We are missing that first round pick. Yeah, you can say Amari Cooper was a first round pick, but he really isn't.
Right.
And so that's why I was like, please do not do. I was very, you know, outspoken on Twitter of please don't do this. Now, I would have been comfortable with, you know, a second or a third or something, but that first round pick, I mean, that's a 5-year player that you're giving up. You know, Amari Cooper ain't even extended yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so will we lose him? And we just wasted 4 years for a potential player in that first round. So, so that's why I was like, no, I would have been for, like I said, if it was, you know, late round draft picks, maybe one early and whatever. But I knew the Jets were asking for a lot of draft picks, and you couldn't. You probably have to do like two firsts and a third to get them, and I was not for that at all. What did you think about it?
No, I was the same way, man. I was just like, you know, yeah, it's just like, I know he, I mean, he's good, but he's not for multiple picks, man. Like, I think I would have been okay with the first, but then again, I'm thinking, you know, like you said, you know, that's another first rounder we're not gonna have. It hurts when you miss two first round picks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw what happened with the Cowboys when they didn't have two first round picks in that Galloway trade, you know, about a decade ago. So it's like, now
the Roy Williams,
Roy Williams, multiple picks on that didn't work out, and that's just the thing, you know, that the Cowboys have a history of getting burnt on these swing for the fence type of trades where, you know, we're throwing multiple picks. So I'm glad that they didn't do it, man, because, you know, they have a lot of work to do, man. They're gonna have to throw a couple of picks on for defense, you know, if
all corners
from what we're looking at,
tackle.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You can't.
And it's crazy how, you know, they're happy with the Michael Bennett pick, and they think that's going to solve all of our issues if we put one strong safety back there. It's not. We still have cornerback cover issues. We got tackling issues, fundamental issues on defense. I mean, they played lights out against the Eagles, but if you look at the last three games before that one, I mean, we couldn't tackle anything. So it's not a player. It's fundamentals, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really what's keeping me on with my guard up for the rest of the season, because, like, Giants, you know, they've shown they've been able to put some points on the board with whoever they've been playing for the most part, you know, as they go through their rebuilding season. But the way the Cowboys play, that's a team they'll lose to. So hopefully they won't. Hopefully, you know, we'll continue what we've been doing here with our victories, you know.
Exactly. And Cowboys, they have a strong safety, I believe, and Donovan Wilson. I mean, you just don't have a preseason like that throughout a course of four games consistently if the talent wasn't there. You know, he didn't go hiding one time, Joe. And I think every time – I think he was at one point in time in the preseason, he was thrown to four times, and he picked it three times. You know, even though it's vanilla play calling, for a rookie to come in and do that and have those instincts, it's natural. The Cowboys have to give him a shot.
They got to do something. And why? I mean, and he had a knack for the ball. He's like a Jordan Lewis, you know. Well, he will go for the interception. You know, he'll jump a route. He'll anticipate a throw and pick it off. We don't have that from our safeties, you know.
We don't have that from our corners either.
We don't. You know, and as good as Xavier Woods had in training camp, you know, that really hasn't, correlated in the regular season. And we see that from some of these players where they have, you know, really good training camps in the preseason. And then when the regular season comes, where did that player go? So, safety position, yeah. Fans, you know, they definitely have, they have it right when they're, you know, they want a change at safety, because I feel like we do. But would I want a safety over a defensive tackle right now? No. You know, we're still getting gashed here and there in the running game. And when it gets to the playoffs, you know, if we're even lucky to get that far, they're going to test that running game again, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, we got good teams that in the course of this regular season, that's going to have, you know, a good test for this team to see where they are. Yeah. And, you know, my expectation for Michael Bennett isn't, you know, I'm not screaming at the top of my lungs like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Because, again, he's 33. It's a low-risk move. I get it. But I don't know if this is going to solve our issues.
Yeah. And to me, it's more of the same kind of philosophy that they're doing with the defense. Like, okay, do something. Make a move, you know, but I'm not saying multiple picks move, but
exactly,
you know, like, you know, maybe you're gonna have to get bite the bullet and do something in free agency on the defensive line. Maybe you're gonna have to move up and get you a badass defensive tackle. Something they gotta do something to really charge up the defense, you know?
Yeah, they really do. And it's all about that one technique. You know, Rod Marinelli likes under tackles, not a solid, you know, 340-pound guy. He likes those 300, 290 guys playing under tackle, and it's just not working. And they need, like, a Terrell McClain in there, a Jay Ratliff. They need, like, some of these big guys to go in there and go stop those runs, because if they don't, these under tackles are going to get gashed by the guards and by the center like they have been.
And what's frustrating, too, about the Cowboys is every draft season, you know, they meet with these kinds of players. Like, you know, like, why are you even meeting with Vita Veas, Deron Payne's, these kinds of guys? You know, I know some of it is, you know, self-scouting and that kind of thing. You know, you might face them, and obviously they are. But, man, draft one of these guys.
And they need to. They really do, because it's only going to get worse. And, you know, I'm not trying to knock on Antoine Woods. Antoine Woods coming back has helped that run just a little bit. But I'm looking for somebody that can be consistent. And Antoine Woods doesn't give me consistency.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then it's I don't know. I just kind of keep coming back to it's the philosophy, you know. Like, maybe they just need to change it up there, you know, like – does Rod Marinelli retire after this year? Does Chris Richard stick around? Do we get somebody else in here who thinks different on defense? Like, you know, what I find myself watching games, right? Like, when the Cowboys are not on, and I find myself watching these games, I'm like, I wish our defense was this, or I wish our defensive line was kind of like this. You know, I find myself liking other coach defensive schemes, you know?
Right.
More than ours, and I'm like, why can't we get that? You know, why can't we get a scheme that's a little bit more
up to date?
Up to date, yes.
Our scheme's 20 years old.
That's what it is, man. It is. It's antiquated. It's out of date. You know, these teams are running different things, man. A lot of dinking and dunking. If you're not getting the pressure quick, that ball's gone already.
Exactly.
You know. The same with the running game, you know. These guys know how to run at you, and they're going to take advantage of it, man. And
yep.
It's a big thing, man.
And one thing about our scheme is there's really no scheme. It's go get the quarterback, go get the runner. But it's the technique on how you're getting it is that's why we're getting beat, because there's no really design. Tank and Quinn and Malik Collins and these guys, they come up with their own stunts on the field as it's happening. They need some kind of direction, something that's going to work you know, they just can't go on the fly like a quarterback does, you know, at a no-huddle pace. Like, this defensive line needs some kind of structure. That's the word I'm looking for. They need some kind of structure. They just can't go out there free-balling it because it won't work.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a really good point because sometimes it definitely feels like that's what's going on, you know, they're getting burnt. They're guessing wrong.
Yep. Exactly.
But then you get a performance like, you know, with the Eagles, and then it kind of makes you, you know, drop your guard and like, all right, you know, if we can do this again, we'll be okay. But they don't. It's hard for the Cowboys to duplicate these performances. I don't know why. And to me, it just comes back to the coaching, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it does. I mean, like, okay, so here we are at the bye week. My expectations are sky high. Like, I still want the Cowboys to make that run, and I demand that Jason Garrett gets us to the playoffs and deep into it. I don't want to be one and done and none of that crap. Like, for me, he'll have to be out of here.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with that because, I mean, 10 years we've been under Jason Garrett. And if I was in media, I would be asking soft questions like these guys do. I would be like, Jerry, what has Garrett won you in 10 years? That would be my question to Jerry Jones. What has Garrett won you in 10 years? And he can't answer that question because we haven't won anything, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, people want to talk about 23 years of no Super Bowl. Well, 10 of it is single-handed. 10 of it, almost half of it, is single-handedly Jason Garrett's fault.
Yeah, the record just isn't good. I mean, even if you're just looking at NFC East titles, that's still not. I mean, that's just not a good barometer. Like, it needs to be Super Bowl or bust for this team. You know, for the big contracts you're giving out and the draft picks you're doing. I mean, dude, it's. I don't know.
You know what I hate about Jason Garrett the most? How many times have we had a playoff game at home that we've lost?
Yeah, it's without even looking at it, it just, well, I know for sure it's more often than not. For sure, we can bank our life on that. So it's not good, man. And
man, yeah, Jason Garrett, I think it's. It has to be the end of the road for him if he don't get to the deep in the playoffs. I agree with you 1,000%.
And you know, we're just talking out loud here, you know, Mike. So it's like, yeah, we're 4-3. We're at the top of our division, but barely. It's like what, half a game or something?
Half a game behind.
Yeah, they were like half a game in front of the Eagles, and the Eagles are almost like us, you know. You don't know what team's gonna show up. They come out here this last game and beat the crap out of who was it? Was it the Bills?
Yeah, was it the Bills? Yeah, it was the Bills.
See, and the Bills, they've been doing good. You know, their defense is good. The offense is good. They got a good young running game, and the Eagles go out there and do their thing. So. Their team almost mirrors ours, you know, but in different areas. So it's like,
exactly.
It's which one of these teams is really gonna take a hold of this division? I think it's a two-man race between the Eagles and Cowboys, you know.
Exactly, and if you look at the wild card spots, if the playoffs end today, the Eagles would even be making it. So. You know, if you get second place in the NFC East, you're not going to no playoffs. You have to win the division to get into the playoffs this year.
Yep. That's exactly right, man. That's exactly what it's going to take. You know, and if the Cowboys miss the playoffs with all this talent, they have to do something, man. I do not want to come out of this with a Garrett extension, dude. I'll be disappointed, man. It'll be devastating, and honestly, covering the team like you and I do, and a lot of diehard fans covered on YouTube and with the podcast, it would be challenging, man. It would be challenging to you know, put content out there like, hey, you know, this is it. This is the year. We have all this. We're gonna do it. It would be hard, you know. You would almost be kind of just lying to yourself, like, well, yeah, we have all this talent, but we still have Jason Garrett, so.
Right. It's almost like this, and it's almost like we can't be consistent. If we go to the playoffs under Garrett, we'll miss the playoffs the next year. Then we'll go back to the playoffs to miss the playoffs the next year. And you know, his first 4 years in the league, we had to win week 17. If we didn't, then we wouldn't go to the playoffs, and we lost it every year.
Yeah, no, that's true. It was always a win to get in scenario, or a win to clinch the division to get in, and they couldn't do it. And here we are, almost 10 years later, still can't do it. You know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you look at other teams, and they don't do these crazy mistakes, or they don't have these, you know, crazy. Okay, now we got to go on a run of 8 games to get a hold of this thing. There's teams taking right. care of business right now, and you can tell that they're going to continue to take care of business. With the Cowboys, you just don't know, man. See, every season is just like, we'll see.
And the only time that the Cowboys even looked like a Super Bowl contender under Jason Garrett, where we didn't have to wait till week 17 to go into the playoffs, it was 2014 and 2016. 2 years out of Jason Garrett's 10-year career with the Cowboys, mm-hmm. where we're like, man, we can actually do something here. And both these games, we lost on the road to Green Bay in 2014, and we lost at home to the Packers in 2016.
Yeah, that's that Aaron Rodgers kryptonite, man. It's something else, man. It's something else. And it's just like, you know, they're going through the talent like crazy, man. Like, I mean, we're already in year 4 of Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. Tyron Smith, he's on the back end, man. He's on the back right. end of his career. He's all beat up. I mean, props to him to battling through all these injuries, but man, he's not, you know, he's not
what he used to be.
Yeah, he's way too beat up, man. And Frederick, badass center. You know, they're wasting his talent.
What is that, year 7 already for him?
Yeah, he was, 2013 or 2012? Yeah, he's 6 or 7 already with the Cowboys. Yep. So, yep. You know, that window's closed. It doesn't stay open for all the teams in the NFL, let alone the Cowboys. So, if they're going to...
Their window, to me, Joe... Mm-hmm. was to win a Super Bowl, it had to have been in Dak's rookie year, in Dak's rookie contracts. It had to be done then, because now look at us, we're paying all these players. Dak's about to get a boatloads of money, and now we're going to be really dependent on the draft. Thank goodness we didn't give up those draft picks today. Mm-hmm. We're really going to be dependent on the draft, because these high expensive guys, Byron, Cheeto, you can say bye to them. We ain't going to be able to afford them. The Super Bowl had to be done in Dak's rookie contract year, and we still have one more year to see if we can do it, and I hope they can. Like, you have to win the Super Bowl in Dak's rookie year contract.
No, that's the truth right there, man, because it's you know, you have all the talent there, and we keep talking about talent, but it is, you know, they're one of the better teams that drafts well, you know, but they just can't string everything together and get it done. So it's like, now, like you said, like, we got all these big contracts coming up, so now you're really gonna be, you know, you really do have to hit on these draft picks, and man, who knows what they're gonna draft, you know, like, every year, I don't know for how long, it seems like forever, fans have always wanted a safety, and every now and then they've wanted a defensive tackle, you know. So, and those two positions, they just don't throw high picks at it, you know. And I don't know if they're ever going to learn a lesson and do that, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I was pretty shocked that they drafted Tristan Hill where they did in that second round pick, just because they don't do that. They don't draft D lines high. I mean, yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence was a second round pick. The only reason why we got Robert Quinn, because we traded a 6th round pick for him. You know, so it's just one of those things. The Cowboys, you know what's crazy? Like, the last 5 years before Tank got his big contract or that franchise tag, the Cowboys' defense investment was only $50 million, dude, for defense investment, period. Tank's making damn near half that in 1 year on one contract, on his contract. And that tells you they haven't invested in defense in years, and we're almost there, but we're still missing a solid one technique.
Yeah, solid one technique to really just to shut that dang run down, man. I mean, they can't keep going at it with these bargain bin guys, and they'll try to sell you on it, like, oh, Covington plays the run well, you know, he did his thing in Houston, looked good in camp, and I mean he's been making some plays, but you know, it's you don't
but you
have...
get what you pay for at the end of the day.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, and just like you need a war daddy at defensive end, you need a war daddy in the middle, and they don't have one.
They need somebody that's a grown-ass man go in there and throw some people around, and they don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're trying to compensate with that with their, you know, fast linebackers, but you know, that's really not helping out. You know,
and that's not good for your linebackers either, because if they're doing most of the hitting, you're looking at potential injuries waiting to happen.
And they're already here. Van Der Esch getting the stinger, and you know, Jalen freaking running him around like crazy too. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we do got the Giants Monday night, Joe.
We do have the Giants Monday night, and this is a game I am expecting to win. Anything less the rest of the season is just unacceptable. You know, you can't lose many more games, especially here in the East. You know, you got three already, three bad ones, and you know, does 9-7 get you into the thing? You know, so do you have to?
Well,
win?
Here's my take.
You have
on
to
that.
Win half your games. Maybe.
Yep. Here's my take on that. If we got to look at the Eagles schedule here in 3 weeks and say, okay, the Eagles can lose here, we got to win here. All right, the Eagles can lose here, but we can win here. If we have that mindset as fans, we're not going to the playoffs. I can tell you that right now.
And that's such a good point, because as a fan, if you're having to play that game of how to get in, your team is not Super Bowl ready.
Right.
You're not Super Bowl ready. You're just, you know, trying to make an appearance, one and done. I mean, that's not what – I guarantee the Patriots fans don't do that, or some of these other really consistent – the Packers probably don't do that. But with us, it's like, you know, that game. There's always that game. Like, if we can do this.
There's always that game. Yeah. Yep. And that I'm tired of doing that. I want a year like 2014, 2016, where I could be like, you know what, we're about to clinch this East in week 13. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I want as a fan. I want to know that my team's going to go in week out, week in, be consistent, and go get wins. And with this team, I'm not that confident. Or with this coaching staff, I'm not that confident.
Exactly. Because it is the coaching staff. Because as good as we were in 2014 and 2016, Garrett didn't have these teams ready for that next round in the playoffs. It's like that. And if you get a bye week, it's almost like you don't want a bye week, because you know Garrett's not going to have this team ready. So it's like, do we need to go into the dang playoffs as a wild card?
Right,
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Other teams are like, yeah, we need that extra bye week to recover and this and that. With the Cowboys, you've seen them do it over and over again. If they get that bye week, hold your breath. They're probably gonna stink it up, and they do.
They do, and it's, you know, when they sit out week 17, it doesn't help anybody. I mean, Zeke has to stay on a roll consistently. If he takes one break, like I wouldn't be surprised if he's slow in the first quarter against these Giants because he had a bye week. It happens every single time.
And that's, those are facts. Like what you're saying there, Mike, that's facts. That's facts, everybody. Because if we didn't have that performance last year in the regular season with the Giants in that week 17, they would have came out rusty and probably, you know, lose to the Seahawks.
Yep.
Like they needed that game. They need it's such a weird thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're not lying. We wouldn't lie to you guys, I promise.
Yeah, and a lot of you guys have seen this before. You've seen it as long as you've been watching the Cowboys. You've seen this happen with the Cowboys. You know that they do this thing. It's like a bad habit. Like you know it's gonna happen. You don't want it to happen, but you know it's gonna happen. It's a bad habit.
Exactly. Man. It's a horrible habit. But what's your expectations on these Giants, Joe?
Expectations for this is, I think it's going to be, it's a Monday night game, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
Monday night football.
Cowboys, I wish I could say they do good with the lights come on these, but. And this
the
game,
last Monday night football game we had, we lost to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, so. No, I think it'll be a close game. You know, I'm not really going to predict because my predictions have always been crazy. But you know, they just got to take care of business. You know, they got to take care of them, and if they can do that, you know, maybe they can get themselves on a roll. You know, you go to 5-3, that starts to look a little bit better, and then you really after the Giants, you really get into the meat and the freaking. The hailstorm, you know, you're really gonna face the fire here. So you gotta knock this win out and get ready for this this tough schedule.
Yep. My expectations is are we real? Are we fact or are we fiction? We come out dominate against the Eagles. The Giants are gonna wanna make us lose. Right? Because, you know, technically if they win, they're kinda still in contentions to win the East, if you think about it.
That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, they're going to come out swinging. They just drafted or traded for Williams from, what did he play, the Jets? Leonard Williams?
Oh, yeah.
That tells you right there they're not even trying to be done. Like, their mindset is like, we're almost there. We're almost there. And, you know, they just gave up some draft picks for this guy. So they're still trying to, you know, win this thing. Daniel Jones ain't going to lay down because he's a rookie. This team's going to come out swinging. Jason Garrett likes to talk about adversity, the right kind of guys. This is where his little corny messages come into play because the Giants are going to come and play. And the Cowboys have to come out swinging because these Giants, Saquon Barkley, can run all over us if we're not careful. This offense – they has to get rid of these slow starts. Was the slow starts against the Eagles? They got, you know, they got those turnovers on the other side of the 50. They scored. Can we do that starting from the 25-yard line to open a drive up and go down there and score? That's the stuff I'm looking for. That's my expectations: consistency, execution, and fast offense.
Yeah, all of the ingredients to win a game, and it's almost like they have to have the perfect storm for that to happen, you know. So I'm hoping that they can keep on with the forced turnovers, because man, that really does make a difference in a game. No matter who, what team you are in this league, if you can take the ball away, you really give your team a better chance to win the game.
Yep.
Especially with the slow starts the Cowboys have had. So if they can do that, but yeah, man, if the Cowboys can show consistency, you know, from the 25 and run it and get down all the way to the red zone and score, then
and cash it in. You got the money in the bank right there. Are you going to cash it in? That's what's been hurting this offense, is they haven't been able to cash it. It's been bouncing. They don't have no money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good description right there. That's true, man. We'll see.
But, hopefully we come back here next Tuesday with some positive vibes for you guys. But we kind of we try to keep it honest and not too brutal or a beat up session. But I mean, sometimes we get frustrated, and I get frustrated with fans too. Like, there's a lot of fans on Twitter that wanted to give up all these draft picks for one player, Joe. Yeah. These Cowboys fans got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid and look at the bigger picture. But I appreciate you guys listening. I would like some feedback for myself.
Nah, you're right, though. You're right about that. You know, they, as much as the shiny car looks, you know, sexy as hell, you want it. You know, you sometimes you just got to, you know, take a step back. But, you know, when the draft comes, I do want to see them be more aggressive. You know, they might need to make an all-in move and trade up and wow us, man. Go up there. Make a trade up. I mean, if our roster is so stacked, you know, as we think it is, then you don't have a lot of roster spots. Start packaging picks and move up and get you the people you really want, you know? Not to say that we're drafting people we don't really want, but, you know.
That's money right there. Money right there because, you know, so, you know, because fans would be like, well, you don't want to give up draft picks for one player, but you want to give up draft picks for one player in the draft because he's young, he's fresh, he's going to learn your system, and he's probably a playmaker that you're going to have at least for 5 years on your football team.
There it is.
That's the biggest key right there. If you're going to give away the farm, do it on day one of the NFL draft.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. And with that being said, guys, I think that's a wrap. I think that's a wrap for this one. Remember to follow us on iTunes, Spotify, the Podbean app, and subscribe, follow us, and give us 5-star ratings, and we really do appreciate it.
Follow us on Twitter, too, the Frisco Report.
Oh, that's right. At the Frisco Report on Twitter. Make sure you give us a follow. How can they find you online, Mike?
Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter. And if you want to talk X's and O's, shoot me a DM. We'll talk some X's and O's.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And you can find me online as well on YouTube, Cowboys Blog. On Instagram, Cowboys Blog, and on Twitter, Cowboys Blog Net. All right. Really do appreciate everybody. Continue to like, subscribe, and share this podcast, and we'll see you for the next one. Peace.
Peace. All right.
Hey, guys. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Remember to follow us on Twitter at The Frisco Report. Again, on Twitter at The Frisco Report. Can't wait to see you guys. Give us a follow. Continue to like, subscribe, and share, and we'll see you guys for the next podcast. The Frisco Report, baby. How about them Cowboys, baby?